Little content warning before this episode starts. If you guys do not like politics or you do not like other people's opinions on politics or conspiracies, this is not the episode for you. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the podcast, Uncut. I'm your host, Dom, and I am here with Seven Otra today.
Hey.
How have you been?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Alrighty.
If you dream.
Yeah?
Yeah. Or a nightmare, one of the two.
If you guys don't know, Seven Otra is a musician and a father.
Yes, father, and husband, musician, just haven't been able to get into the music in quite a while since I've had kids, and they've sucked all of the life out of everything, but they're wonderful, and I love it.
You do a little bit of film, too?
Do film and videography, stuff like that, but right now, just working full-time, taking care of the little ones.
And I can thank him for this great environment we're in right now.
Ooh. Awesome.
All right, so basically we're going to go right into it. We have a new segment on Uncut called Ultra Cut. And it's not a murder podcast, but it's going to be set up like that. So it'll be more scripted, more cut, as you know of the name Ultra Cut.
Ultra Cut.
So we have Uncut, which is what we're doing now, and then in about 5
Uncut.
Minutes
I'm cut too. Okay, that's
good. So we're both uncut. We're good. So it'll go from this to where we're talking to each other like this, more to a scripted and stuff about the conspiracies.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we're gonna move into that right now. So this is Ultra Cut, brought to you by RSS.com. If you guys wanted to ever become a podcaster, you ever wanted to put a podcast out there, RSS.com is your number one stop to get that podcast out there. Okay, so if you were me 2 months ago and you were like, I really want to do a podcast, but I don't know what distribution site to use, this site has everything you need built into one. It's got your Spotify, your Apple Music, and many, many more. So go to www.rss.com/uncut to get your first episode released for free.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I like
cool.
Free.
Good
free
promotion.
Awesome.
First promotion. All right. This is Ultra Cut. So we're going to start off with the moon landing.
Ooh, the moon landing conspiracy. I enjoy this one. So I don't know if any other buddy has ever thought about that or heard of the moon landing conspiracies, that we didn't go to the moon and the Apollo missions. That's what we are starting with. What are some of the questions that you have about it?
Oh, it was the green screen. That's what it was. That they used a green screen.
Oh, yeah. I forget. It's a Hollywood producer. Hubert, I believe was his name. Actually, they did film a lot of space video. Back in the day, for like kind of like B-roll is what the government tried to say, in case, because they were so far away, the cameras wouldn't be able to work. So they wanted to have some videos and stuff like that that could present of what the astronauts were seeing themselves. But they said the video that we all saw when they were live, and they actually walked on the moon with Neil Armstrong, when he said one small step for man. There was a lot of inconsistencies with that, and same with the pictures. Like one of them is, when you see some of the pictures, you don't see any stars in the background when they're looking at the Earth. When they're on the moon, they just see the Earth, but the rest of the space is void. There's no stars, no other planets, no signs of light. So that's one of the main conspiracies or questions that they have.
So are stars closer than the moon? Are there like more stars? What I'm asking is are there stars between the moon and the Earth?
Absolutely not. Star is the sun.
Like stars.
Stars.
Like multiple stars.
Multiple stars. No, so our sun is a star.
Right.
So no, there is no stars between the Earth and the moon. We would boil alive probably.
So in that case, so what you were you saying that...
So how come we can see the stars when we're here on Earth? We look up at the sky and we can see stars, but when they're up in space and they're void of all the city lights and light pollution and stuff like that, how come they couldn't see stars in those pictures? Now, you could say it's the aperture, the way the camera was able to catch the light from the Earth. It wasn't able to catch the light from the stars. You could say that, But that's just a interesting conception that they gave.
Yeah, and the other thing is I can add on to that is that there was a town in Texas that went completely dark because of an earthquake. And everybody was freaking out, and they thought it was the end of time because they could actually see the galaxy.
Ah.
Because it was complete pitch dark.
Yep.
So if they could see, if they, you know, they can't see that, they can see that here, but they can't see it up there.
Yeah, we only see about, 10 to 15% of the stars in the sky due to light pollution from the cities. If you go out to, like, Hawaii, when they have one on top of their mountain where they have the telescopes, you can actually see the galaxies in beautiful full form because they don't have light pollution out there. So, yeah, that's one of the downfalls of being in the city is you are completely losing a lot of the beauty of space. So, yeah, when absolutely. They have that electrical outage or whatever and the lights are gone and people are seeing space for the first time, it's probably pretty freaky.
Yeah, I remember as a kid I used to look out in the stars and see, you know, I could point out all the constellations. I can't do that no more. There's too much light.
Yeah.
Even in the past, 10 years, it's became abundantly more.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially now with Elon Musk sending up all those Starlinks, and it looks like an alien invasion.
Ooh, we'll get into alien invasion in a minute. That'll be a good one.
All right. So I guess one of the other anomalies with the moon landing would be, the shadows and lighting. Some claim there's inconsistencies in the shadow cast in the objects of the photos, saying that there's multiple light sources instead of, coming from the sun itself. If they're taking a picture, then why would there be a shadow cast this way when the sun is actually in front of them? Now, that could be NASA had flashes up there. We don't necessarily know. That's just one of the other inconsistencies that they seem to point out.
Yeah, that's... You got any more?
Flag movement. I mean, you've seen the video, right?
Yeah.
When they say, there's no atmosphere in space, so why was the flag moving?
Yeah, because you can't even hear anything. You're supposedly not supposed to be able to hear, there's no sound in space.
Yeah, there's no atmosphere.
Like, when you see, like Star Wars, you can hear the fire of the jets and the shooting of the guns.
The lasers. And the lasers. Like that. My favorite is when you see explosions.
Yeah.
There cannot be fire or explosions in space.
And you cannot hear sound.
Very true. But why was the flag moving? Now, at the top of the flag, they said that there was a rod holding, because if you look at the top of the flag, it's completely straight. The bottom of the flag is kind of waving like that. Now, that is pretty odd because there is no atmosphere up there. Now, they said all the astronauts could have brushed against it. Highly unlikely. It's still not going to wave like it's purposefully placed in a weird manner. It's just very strange.
Well, and flags are light.
Flags are very
light. And in space, they're even lighter.
So there's no atmosphere, then why was it moving that way?
Now, if you brush something that was heavy and it moved, I can see it continue to move. That would make sense to me.
Yeah, maybe. If it was moving off in one single direction.
Right.
Yeah,
possibly. Yeah, so if you let's say we're up in space and there's a flag and I hit it and it moves.
But it would stay. It would move in that one direction. It wouldn't wave.
Right. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Because when you get a waving motion, it means it's contracting and going back and forth. So if you brush something, it's only going to move.
It's going to go that one way. And with a flag, it's so light, it wouldn't move that much.
Correct.
Because if you throw a ball here, it stops moving at one point.
Yep. Very true.
And we have more gravity than the moon.
Yes, we do. And it's all going to my waist now that I'm getting older. All right. So another anomaly is the radiation hazards. Concerns about the Van Allen radiation belt around the Earth, and it's alleged to be very dangerous to go through, saying that we can't even get through the Van Allen radiation belt. Basically, it's like sticking your head in a microwave trying to get into outer space. They say it's basically impossible to get through.
Jeez.
I don't know much about that. All I know is the astronauts came back and said they were seeing stars. And
we aren't scientists.
No.
Conspiracy.
Just conspiracy theorists. I forgot my tinfoil hat. I was going to do that, but now the government's going to read my mind.
Oh, great. Don't worry. We have 5G going, so
oh yeah,
5G. we're already going to get...
We're dead.
Yeah.
I love you, Joe Biden. You're the best.
So... Oh, another thing to add on to that is that, did you hear about the actual civilians that they tried to put up in the space? They had a teacher, the teacher's kid, and a couple other people.
Yeah, was that Apollo 11 or Apollo 12?
I'm 13. I can't remember. But it,
the Challenger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Challenger, the one that went up and exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that. And there's also a weird conspiracy saying that those people actually weren't up there, and they're still alive. I don't know. I've heard some things here and there about it, but never really got too much into that one.
Right, but to bring it back to the moon, like if they couldn't even get up close to it, how, you know, they couldn't even get to there, how are we supposed to believe that they got to the moon and back?
Because our government is very truthful, and they always have our best interests at heart.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
100%.
Go USA government. All right.
You going to another conspiracy?
Let's do it. Ooh, chemtrails.
I have not heard this one. You're going to have to inform me.
You don't know what chemtrails are? You look up at an airplane, and you see those pillars of the white clouds.
Yes.
Looks like the stuff
is that what they're called?
They're called chemtrails.
Okay.
And for the longest, I've always talked about them a little bit, and people would always think you're crazy. Like, oh, it's just the water evaporation that crystallizes through the atmosphere as the jet is flying through it. Well, it doesn't make sense because water would evaporate very quickly. And then recently, the CIA or NASA, one of them, they actually came out and says, oh, it's called cloud seeding, to where they would ionize aluminum, basically, and sprayed into our atmosphere to create clouds for rain. I know Saudi Arabia does this quite often. That's why that their desert isn't blooming so well. But then they had that giant flood recently, and everyone says that they cloud seeded a little bit too much.
We did it in World War One.
Was it World War One
or World War Two?
World War Two.
I think it was either one of them.
Yeah,
but
that's
we stopped.
We discovered it. Yeah.
We were able to stop the enemies from crossing an area because of the weather, and we manipulated the weather.
Huh. I don't know if I've heard that, but that sounds interesting.
I was
very
yeah.
believable.
I was told that by a very trustworthy source that was actually in the army.
Oh.
So
basically, the whole thing with chemtrails is people are saying that the government is poisoning the entire world, trying to get everyone dumbed down with aluminum and different phosphates and plastics that seep into the soil, so that then will seep into your food, seep into the groundwater, makes men turn less manly and get man boobs. And
women less womanly.
Very much so. Testosterone is down up to like 70% since the 1970s or 80s.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting times that we're living in. So
is that, and that's what they're called, chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
I heard
H-E-M.
I heard the other word. What's the other word you called it?
Cloud seeding.
Yes.
Cloud seeding.
I heard that. Chemtrails.
Different ways that they can say it. Cloud seeding sounds a little bit nicer. Like, oh, they're planting clouds.
Yeah.
Of death.
Of death. Have you heard about the Walt Disney conspiracy?
Which one?
About him using, how do you say, chiro, or the, when you freeze a body?
Oh, cryogenesis?
Yes, that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they say that he cryogenicized or whatever his body, so he would come back in, 100 years or something like
yeah.
that? Yeah. Yeah, rich people, they do crazy stuff. Wouldn't doubt it.
And how Disney, the whole, program was just to be just like to get people's attention off of it.
Maybe. All I know is Disney's got a lot of dark stuff.
Disney does have a lot of dark stuff. There is
all the parents die in their movies within the first half hour. They always kill the parents.
Did you know is it Disney World with all the roller coasters?
Yeah. Disneyland and they both have roller coasters, but Disney World is bigger than Disneyland in California.
So yeah, it's Disney World had a thing where they're not allowed to have death on the property.
I would hope not.
No, they've had death on the property.
Are you talking about like depicting death?
Okay, so the rule of Disney World, and all the staff knew this, and everybody, was the owner told them death was not allowed on the property. So if somebody were to die, they had to get them off the property. Or if they couldn't get them off the property, then the cops would have to be informed that they were not killed on property of Disney World.
Hmm.
So there was a male. This is the first recording of a death on Disney World property. And a man fell out of a roller coaster, and he ended up hitting the floor and dying on impact.
Wow.
And what they did before this was like drag bodies, dead bodies, by the way, off that line, that property line, so that when the cops came, or the investigators or whatever, they would say he died at this time over here.
So they're tampering with evidence and moving the bodies? Oh.
Yeah. Because it was a rule that there were not allowed to be...
You're not allowed to die on my property.
Deaths on Disney World's property.
Well, that's rich people seem to be able to do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the world we live in?
Disney World is... It's very shady. We can definitely get more into that later.
It's a very shady world.
Greed. All right. Here we go again. The first half of this podcast will not have any video. Sorry about that, guys.
I worked so hard on that.
I know. I'm sorry. I got to upgrade to a camera.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right. So. Back to Ultra Cut.
Ultra Cut. All right. So I guess we'll just keep moving on.
Yep.
Next conspiracy theory. And I hope you don't get in trouble for talking about this one because it's pretty recent. It's the COVID-19.
Ooh.
What are your thoughts on that?
Which one?
Was it a lab leak or was it natural?
Oh, like how it was...
was it created by...
In a lab?
Dr. Fauci and the NIH through the gain-of-function research that they were not doing over in Wuhan, China, where the outbreak occurred? Or was it just because people were eating bats?
Well... Corona's been around. Corona's been a thing.
Yes.
For a long time.
Yes.
So, as this being a type of coronavirus...
Yes.
I think it's possible that it evolved. But if you think about it that way, the flu evolves. But if the coronavirus could evolve like that, the flu would have been able to evolve, I think, to be a lot more potent.
It's very true, but what happened to the flu during the pandemic?
It's true.
Did you see any information about people dying from the flu?
No, and more people die from the flu.
More people always have died from the flu, but when Corona came around, all of a sudden, the flu was cured. There was like hardly no deaths calculated through the flu. Everything was done through COVID-19.
Now, this might get me in trouble a little bit with the people, but it's basically the flu. And now at this point, it's a cold.
Yes, pretty much. Because it didn't work as well as they had hoped.
Right.
Because even in the emails between Dr. Fauci and the other scientists, they were talking about how to keep this covered up and how to make sure that we push the fact that it was natural, even though they had previously in emails spoke about how the DNA from the virus itself definitely looked like it was manipulated. And Mr. Fauci was very cautious about the science, making sure that the whole world knew it was natural and to trust Dr. Fauci.
If a whole outbreak can happen like this from an animal, then more would come out like this.
Very true.
Because, I mean, think about all the people who are eating, there's this guy on TikTok. I forget what his name is. But he goes to places and he eats exotic animals. Like, this dude just ate a bowl of cicadas.
Oh, I've heard those are actually kind of good if you fry them up.
Right. And then he'll eat, like, he also made a snake.
Yeah, snake's not a I've big old snake. I've had rattlesnake.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Not too exotic there. You won't see me eating a goat head. Well, I've seen people eat.
What, he ate a raw cow testicle.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
But what I'm saying is, if this just came from a bat, then it would have happened. It had to have. I mean, it should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee there's been more people who have eaten a bat before.
Mm-hmm. So what about the Fauci jab? What are your thoughts on that? Was it all well and done and they were really trying to help people? Or was it a exotic plan to depopulate the earth and make people become sterile and take the population down, like Bill Gates said in a TED Talk, with vaccinations and...
Well...
Keeping the herd in line?
If their whole thing, if they did make it, if it was made in a lab and it ended up getting out, blah, 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 I feel like the plan would have been to help the economy.
What?
Think about it. All the things that have happened with death of people has helped the economy.
What?
Has it not?
No.
No?
No.
Stalin?
Stalin?
Hitler?
What?
They helped the economy.
They helped the economy by killing most of the economy.
Right. So if they're trying to kill off people, wouldn't that help the economy? But our economy is...
In the long run, once people are able to get back on their feet and survive the chaos, it's, you know, organization and through chaos.
When, but I don't actually know if I can say it. Well, actually, the podcast is not explicit, so I think I can say his name. When Hitler was in his reign.
In the Reich.
They're, like, in the midst of his, like, I guess say genocide.
Yeah.
Their economy was absolutely insanely good.
Yeah. Somewhat. But they were also very... upset at the world for World War One. They got so many sanctions put on them for World War One. So that's one of the reasons why they were so pissed off at the world.
I just feel like that's what the plan would be if it was created. But I feel like...
Maybe to help their economy, not to help our economy. Because now
it was
most...
China.
There was the biggest transfer of wealth from the middle class, lower class, up into the billionaires. Biggest transfer of wealth in human history during the pandemic. All the mom and pop shops, most of them were shut down. What stayed open?
Yeah.
Walmart.
Yeah.
All
Target.
The big corporations were open and okay. And you couldn't go to church. They said, oh, you're going to be a super spreader if you go to church. But rioting was permitted. Remember?
Yeah.
It's the people's right to riot. And that wasn't called a super spread. Or when Donald Trump was having his rallies, that's a super spreader event. But then there was riots the next day, and it was, the people have a right. It is good to riot and destroy the city.
Yeah.
But don't go to church. Don't go to presidential rallies because you'll be a super spreader. And if you don't get your Fauci ouchie, then you're just the reason the pandemic is still going. They called us plague rats. Thankfully, I did not get it. I am a pure blood.
Me too.
Pure blood. You ain't going to get me on that. Nope, I am fully convinced that the government, I shouldn't say the government, but the powers that be were trying to depopulate and cull the herd, as they would say.
I've said it on another podcast, I think it was last episode, where I don't trust the government at all.
Yeah.
Not one single bit.
Well, that's where you get into the deep rabbit hole of which government are you talking about? Talking about the surface level government that we all see on TV, or are we talking about more of the deep state, the global cabal?
Yeah. It's all of it.
The 13 families that supposedly rule everything.
It's okay, so thinking about our government is, I don't trust it. Like our surface level government, at least of what I know and what I see.
Because they're all bought out politicians serving the lobbyists in their corporate orders and all that.
Oh, yeah. There's been so
everybody's bought out.
Like, kind of back to the conspiracies, there's been so many things about Biden not actually being Biden.
Biden not being Biden? Oh, like, he's a...
He's a clone.
He's a clone.
Like, how his earlobes are different?
Yeah, he had a facelift because he had brain. I don't believe that. Because if they were going to make a clone, don't you think they would make him super smart and one of the... Like, a good version? No. Well, he is an old man who had brain surgery, had a facelift because he looked ridiculous.
Well, but the facelifts can change the earlobes.
Oh, yeah. No,
it can change it from connected
they're
to disconnected.
Like squeezing your face back. No, yeah. I don't really follow the whole clone conspiracy yet because if they were going to do that, they would make it good. They've got billions and billions of dollars at their hands.
That's
I think
true.
That they would make it perfect, and he would be one of the best speaking presidents of our lifetime. But instead, we've got a bowl of vegetable soup.
Who can't speak at all?
Chubin and I shined under pressure, I think was one of his famous lines.
The kids touched my leg in the water, and I loved it when they touched
my
leg in the water.
They rubbed my legs, and they turned gold in the sun.
That was pretty good.
Well, that's what we get when we have the best president of our lifetime in office now.
Yeah. But, like...
So anyways.
Like, he was considered a great speaker. Whether, well, okay.
Because he would plagiarize his speeches.
That's
well,
when
he ran for president
older.
Back in the 90s, and he got taken out because he got caught for plagiarizing a speech from one of the European Parliament leaders.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was always just, like, I was reading up on it a little bit not too long ago, and basically it was like he was one of the greatest, he was a great speaker. He's an amazing public speaker, whether you believed in it with his beliefs or not. He had a good speech.
Oh, yeah, he was able to talk good, but what was he saying anything truthful? Like, he always said he was ahead of his class. That wasn't true.
Right. Or in, and then I got to thinking, because one of the big points of him being a clone is that he went from being a great speaker to barely being able to speak now. But that could also just be age.
Age. He's got dementia.
Yeah. He's old.
He had a brain aneurysm. He had brain surgery. They want him in office because he's a perfect puppet. The people can control him.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so his little vice president can hold up cards and tell him what to say.
It's not Kamala, bud.
No?
She's just as bad as him.
She's terrible.
No, she's... yeah. I would... sounds crazy, but I would rather have Biden than Kamala.
Than Kamala.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
She kept innocent people in jail when she was in California, when she was a senator. She kept innocent people in jail. She hid evidence that would... release people from death row. She is a terrible person. Absolutely terrible. And her laugh is like a screech owl that got run over by a Tonka truck. And she doesn't speak very well either. The good things are good because we like good things.
Yeah.
So remember, bad things are bad, but good things are good.
You know what my favorite...
I'm sure she quoted that.
You know what my favorite... speech is like my actual, like one of my actual favorites, like not a joke. Is I'm pregnant, get a helmet.
What?
Candace Owens. She said there was a
Is that when she was on
at the rally?
One of the college things. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she said, how do you feel about
hurting the trans community?
Yeah.
Was that what she
was talking? How people feel threatened about you just being on campus. Yeah. And she said, I'm too pregnant for this
get
stuff.
Helmet.
Get a helmet.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Our society
is that was
way too weak.
Hilarious.
Yep. Kids need to be spanked more. And that's my thought.
Is spanking? Is that even... That's not even like a thing anymore.
It is in some households.
That's true. I got
And
spanked.
I'm not saying beating your kids. You don't beat your kids.
You don't, and you don't put a fist up.
No.
You don't close your hand.
Nope. But it says in the Bible, the father who spares the rod from the child hates his child.
Yep.
If you do not correct your children when they are young, they're going to grow up to be today's generation.
It's rough. It's my generation, sadly.
I know. But for some reason, I like you. You turned out okay.
I turned out all right. That's because my mom... Never mind. All right. Yeah. I'm just kidding. So let's get back onto conspiracies.
All right.
Do you got another one for us? Or I can go off one that I have.
Why don't you shoot me one this time? Or what are your thoughts on the aliens?
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Was about the government planning a alien invasion.
Ah, sounds like you're speaking of Project Bluebeam.
There we go.
So the conspiracy is with Project Bluebeam, the government has technologies that can basically project holograms of alien spacecraft throughout the Earth, and they would basically fake an alien invasion to bring in the New World Order. So yeah, that's a pretty heavy topic there that we can dive into.
Yeah, let's do it.
So basically, the government has technology, basically, like, they're able to control plasma in the atmosphere, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So they control plasma, which they can then basically make holograms or such in the atmosphere and make it look like it's an actual alien invasion.
Jeez.
Do I believe it? No. I don't know. Do I think there's something really out there? Yes. But I'm only speaking from experience. When I lived in Arizona, I've never seen little green men. I'm not saying I believe in...
That's not an alien.
Are you talking about the dude from the border?
E.T.?
Oh. No, I thought you were... Never mind. I thought you were talking about our border crisis.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I have Mexican friends at work.
Yeah.
And they joke to me about the alien stuff all the time. They love it.
That's good.
They love it so much. And that's why, like, especially putting your opinion out on the internet can be a little risky in saying stuff like that. Because people are going to be like, oh, you're racist. But I have friends.
Technically white aliens. Anyone who is undocumented, it does not mean you're Hispanic or a certain culture. Any country that any people that comes into America undocumented is an illegal alien. I know that's not very politically correct to say, but it's just the old words we used to say. Undocumented does not mean race, creed, or color.
Right.
It's just anybody from outside of this country coming in here illegally.
Yeah, so I got friends that they'll make jokes like that all the time, and I love it. So that's what we need more. But
yes,
aliens, like an alien can be a parasite, it can be a bacteria, it can be, you know, it doesn't have to be. Wow, excuse me, it doesn't have to be.
Going through puberty there, buddy.
Yeah, it's happened just about every episode. It doesn't have to be an actual green
humanoid
object. It doesn't have to be a standing creature.
That's very true. They also say, like, octopus. You've heard of the theories about octopuses actually not being from Earth?
How they came from an asteroid?
Yeah, that's what people say. I mean, scientists say that their body structure and their DNA is unlike any other organism on this planet, and they're suggesting that maybe that they were seeded from an asteroid.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I'm not saying I believe in little green men or something like that, but I do believe that there is something. I lived in Arizona.
Go for it.
Growing up, me and my ex-girlfriend at the time, we were pulling up into our driveway, and about 30 feet up above my house was a basketball-size orb, like a ball of light, 30 feet right above, directly above my roof. And I know it wasn't far off because I have palm trees on each of the corners of the residence, and it went in between those palm trees, and those palm trees were about 35 feet high, so I knew it was only about 30 feet. And then we just sat in our driveway in the car just looking up at it, and it would just slowly kind of go back and forth, and the light itself was pulsating very strangely. The next thing you know, we both thought to each other, we're like, it knew we were looking at it. And then it shot straight up into outer space and was gone in like an instant.
You both saw it?
Both saw it. We just sat there in the car just looking out the front windshield, just right at it.
Jeez.
But I don't really like talking about it too much. My wife thinks I'm crazy. but
it was also with your ex, so
yeah,
that could play.
She don't care. She knows I love her. That's my woman.
It's my sister.
Yeah, that's my woman.
What about? Have you heard the conspiracy about that if there were aliens that had the big heads and the small jaws, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That it's actually just an advanced human
from the future.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because what they're saying, obviously with evolution, I'm a Christian man, so I don't believe that we started from like an ape.
No.
But the people who do believe in that are saying that we started big jaws, small head. In every generation or decade or whatever, our heads are getting bigger. Maybe why you see more big foreheads nowadays. And
five
smaller
heads.
Jaws.
Yeah.
So they're saying that they're an advanced...
Advanced human race
from the future
that came back. Yeah, I've definitely heard of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't necessarily believe in that one. It's very interesting.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't really believe in evolution. But it is quite interesting to think about that because, like they say, the alien race, they don't have, like sexual anatomy.
Right.
So, and they think and they speak with their minds through telekinesis, which we will all soon be able to do with the Neuralink chip.
Oh, so exciting.
I'm not going to do
that. No, that's actually the mark of the devil.
Yeah. Probably.
It's said in the Bible.
Yep.
It didn't say that Neuralink is the mark of beast, but
I was going to say.
It like a mark will show.
Yep.
An implant. So, but what about that whole thing is that we went from needing a carnivore, big teeth, big jaws, down to where we won't actually have to eat meat anymore because they found a suitable replacement for the nutrients like meat, so we don't have to eat it.
Hmm.
We don't have to eat meat. We don't have to eat any of the stuff that needs big jaws because if you see the aliens online, they all have tiny little jaws and tiny, you know.
That stinks. I like steak.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to eat steak till I die.
Me too.
And chicken. I got chickens in my backyard.
You
do. They poop me out breakfast every day.
Perfect.
It's amazing.
It's less than a conspiracy, more of like a thing that I don't know how you say this, but people thinking that we are not meant to eat meat.
Sounds like vegan talk.
Right. But what their whole backstory is that if you look at like a lion, they eat meat, right? Mm-hmm. Their digestive system is like, what is it, 3 to 7 foot long.
Mm.
And then if you look at like an herbivore.
All the biggest animals on the planet are herbivores.
Right. And they're saying that their digestive system, their organs are, oh man, what was it? Like 15 to 20 feet long. And that's what ours are. And so they're using that as evidence to say that we are not actually meant to eat meat because we don't have the teeth or the digestive system of a carnivore. We have the digestive system and the teeth of an herbivore.
I think it can vary with like different cultures and what those cultures were raised on throughout the generations. You know, different things in Asia, stuff like that. They can be more herbal, edible, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it all just derives on what your ancestors ate throughout that time.
And in India, they don't eat cows, right?
Yeah, they don't eat cows.
They're sacred animals.
Yeah, they're sacred. They believe they're reincarnated family members and mm-hmm. things like that. But if that's true, then I ate a lot of grandparents.
Me too.
They were tasty.
A lot.
Very tasty.
You got another one for us?
All right, let's see. What else is on the list? Did we talk about the New World Order?
You dove into it with the aliens.
Ah.
But you didn't really get into it. You just said.
Well, back in, what was it, George Bush Sr., when he was the president, he spoke about bringing in the New World Order. So basically the one world government that even is talked about in the Bible. It talks about one day when there'll be a one world government and a one world currency, which I believe that they're trying to devalue and crash the dollar so they can put us all onto CBDCs, which are the, what is that, CBDC? It's a central bank digital currency. So basically they want to be able to dictate what we can buy and sell and give us carbon credits. And
it's all going to be digital. And
they'll be able to control every single aspect of our lives. Do I believe that rich people with the power will do that? If they're able to, they absolutely would be. Because there are plenty of people who run this world that look at regular people as cattle. We are like chickens in a chicken coop to them.
Yeah.
So we are their product that they choose to sell and do with how they please. That's what they think. So I do believe that there is a secret elite of people that are behind the government that are actually controlling the people in the government, working alongside the lobbyists and the corporations to make sure our government does their bidding.
Would that be kind of like the, almost like the Illuminati?
Yeah, that's a fancy word for it, but the Illuminati used to be a real thing back in the 1700s. It was started over, I believe, in Italy, but it wasn't this big, you know, secret satanic thing that they try to make it out to as you hear of today with, you know, Jay-Z throwing up the triangle sign. That's all just Hollywood mumbo jumbo. I mean, there's definitely secret organizations, but I don't believe it's really the Illuminati because they talk about it too much. How are you going to have a secret organization and throw it out there so much?
Yeah, that's true. So, or how Jim Carrey, he was a big one too. Yeah. I was talking about it on, was it Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel? Or?
Yeah, the name Illuminati is just thrown out to give it that word conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because you know who came up with the word conspiracy, right?
The Illuminati.
No.
I'm just playing.
The CIA.
Oh, okay.
Came out with the word conspiracy. For right after the JFK assassination. They came up with the word conspiracy.
Because they thought it was the government who organized it?
Yep. Which it was. It was the CIA. You know that?
I don't. You want to go back and go to a story about that?
JFK was assassinated by the CIA.
And not John Wilkes Booth? Booth?
Booth?
Is it Booth?
No. Yeah, I believe that was the assassin. But no, yeah. He may have been incorporated with it, but there are definitely more than one shooter. Even the people on the green when the assassination took place, you could see video of police running up on top of the hill because they seen another shooter up there. And then with recent releases, they were actually supposed to release all the classified documents. And for some reason, Trump said, if I release these, this will cause utter chaos in our country.
Oh, dang.
So
Trump knows.
Trump knows. So, I mean, for national security, maybe there's a good reason, but I feel like the people still deserve to know that our government has been taken over by different governmental entities and rich people to do it as they want to.
Yeah. It's crazy. Was there a, do you know if there was an exit?
The exit
of the bullet? Yeah.
Well, they say, oh, it was a magic bullet, the one bullet that went through and hit him in all these different places. And then when they put JFK's body on the gurney, they magically rolled out a perfect bullet right next to it.
Oh, because that's exactly what happens.
And you could tell it was shot into a pillow or something. It was perfectly preserved. And you know, once you shoot a bullet, it, you know, the bullet explodes, shatters into little fragments. No, and the bullet that they have was perfect.
That's how people die from getting shot in the leg.
Because it'll travel around and do so much damage, yeah.
And
because
it's in pellets. Because they can get the whole bullet out, but it doesn't mean there isn't little pellets.
Little fragments of it, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that one's interesting.
I'm not too sure, because I know, like, a big, powerful weapon could go through a skull. Especially, like, you know, back then,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking. But did they have the... Did the guns have the power? Because, I mean, what it said is he used a pistol, right?
No, it was rifles.
He used a rifle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he used a rifle.
Was he in the head or the back?
Well, that's what they say. if you watch the video before you could see the explosion on his forehead, you can see him starting to lean forward, which suggests that he was shot from behind first.
Mm.
And then, because he leans forward, and then you see the bullet explode through the front of his skull, and he snaps his head back. So
he threw his head back?
Yeah, they're in the second shot, yeah. The whole front of his face exploded.
There's no
video.
Yeah, because Wilkes Booth came up behind him, didn't he?
Well, that's what they say.
Right. But if you are shot from front.
Haven't you heard the saying, back into the left?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the famous saying, back into the left. Because if he was behind, why did he go back into the left?
Yeah. If you're shot from behind, you're going forward.
Correct.
There's too much force of a bullet.
Yep. And if you guys ever look up that video on YouTube, you'll see him before the frontal exposure. You see him starting to lean forward, and his wife looks over at him. As soon as she looks over at him, and he's leaning like this, boom. Jeez. Brain.
Yeah. Then he wasn't. There's no way he was shot in the head from behind.
Yep.
It's impossible.
And he was trying to warn the country of the of what was going on with the CIA. He said, I want to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind.
And that's why he got assassinated.
One of the reasons, yes. Yep. So what is your thoughts on the 2020 election?
Rigged.
Rigged?
Absolutely. Yep. How are dead people voting?
Very true.
You can't.
Or how come they stopped the voting at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then all of a sudden it spiked straight up when you look at the graph? That's never been done before.
How did I go to bed with Trump winning and woke up with Biden absolutely obliterating him?
Yeah,
that makes no sense. I've never seen. I watched a couple elections, two I think, because the Obama, and then the Trump.
Yep.
And I, from what I remember from both of those. Especially, I remember the Trump one a lot more. But with the Obama one, that didn't happen.
No.
Not even close.
There just seems to be a lot of bursting pipes and stuff like that in the middle of the night. That's why they had to stop the count.
And they recounted a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first one with Trump and Hillary, they recounted once, didn't they?
Well, yeah, but they also changed the election rules completely because of the pandemic.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be a day of voting, right? But then what happened with all these mail-in ballots that they sent out?
That's what they so with they're
unauthorized signatures and the millions and millions of unverified signatures that they had.
You're saying it took so long because all of the mail-ins?
Yeah, that and because they had their own stash and they were probably pulling things out that they needed. And that's why you see the giant just straight up spike. That doesn't happen. There is no straight up spike.
No. Because it's a gradual thing because it's an all day thing.
Yeah. And if you look at the electoral map, when you see the whole country is red and you just have these tiny little blue spots in the big cities. But, you know, I guess Biden was the most popular president in world history, which I find very believable because he is great.
I
love our president.
It's not possible.
No.
It's not possible for him to be.
It was rigged. It was the phony election. It was a disgrace.
False news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. So, but yeah, hopefully this election coming up is going to turn around and we'll see a better outcome. And it'll be too big to rig, as Mr. Trump would like to say now.
Yeah.
I hear my daughter crying.
I hear your daughter, too.
I love you, baby. I'll be done in just a minute. I know. Where's your mama? You go get her. Go spank her butt. All right. So we got anything else there, buddy?
Just about the new election coming up.
New election. Okay.
How they're doing two debates only.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the two.
On CNN and MSNBC, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's no crowd.
Nope.
And the moderators are going to stop the mics.
Yep.
Hey, but.
And it's on Biden's rules.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very proud that Trump still was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because he knows that, you know, it's still going to make Biden look ridiculous. Oh, yeah. They're going to pump that dude full of so many drugs.
Even
Trump said, hey, let's have a drug test before so we can see what kind of concoction that they're putting that guy on.
Trump is the funniest debater.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever. Because I remember in the first one that he ran for, everybody, before it was just the two, there were like, it was four. It was four
people.
Are you
talking about 2016?
Could be.
Okay.
Yes.
The first launch. Yeah.
Yes, it is. There was more than two up there. There was more than two candidates. Or it was, you know, there was four people up there.
For the Republican.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And they're all talking politics and everything. Hmm. They're all, you know, they're all like, they're just about to, they're started. And Trump walks in.
Yeah.
And they're all like side talking. And they're talking, and you can hear them a little bit, and it's like these really big, like super, I would air quote smart things with big words and everything.
Yep.
And Trump walks in, and the first thing he says is like, he points at somebody, I can't remember who it is, I gotta rewatch the video, but he says something about their mother being a dog. And all these people are talking all smart, again, air quote smart, big worded. And this man comes up, by the way, our ex-president, which is the funniest thing ever, comes up and says one line and gets everybody laughing.
Oh, yeah. And you got that famous quote when he was debating with Hillary.
Oh.
And she's like, we're so happy and glad that we don't have a president like you in office. And he snaps right back. He's like, because you'd be in jail.
You'd be in jail.
Which he should have done. But he was trying to be nice. And, you know, he thought that once he got... And being president, that everything would calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think the entire establishment would go up against him.
How can everybody go against Trump?
I didn't like it. I did not vote for him in 2016. I didn't vote, period.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't like him at first, you know, just from all the TV stuff that I'd seen.
Mm-hmm.
That dude won me over.
He did
I love
great.
Trump. That dude's funny.
He did great.
Yes.
And
Trump 2024.
I can't believe they can go against him and impeach him, try to impeach him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But
for their Russian collusion that they started?
Yeah. And
which was all fake.
Right. And let Biden just
it's because
dilly
they're,
daddle
they're, they are all entrapped. And they know that if Trump gets in, something's going to come out. And they're going to lose their payday. And they're going to lose
yep.
their easy life. And maybe a lot of the crimes that they may have committed will come out. So they got to keep the one guy out who's not a part of the establishment.
So, yeah.
I mean, there was things that Trump did that I didn't really care for, but...
That's going to be every president.
Oh, yeah. 95% of his policies I do agree with.
There's not going to be a president where you're like, he fits everything I want.
Very true. But, you know, with the border being as chaotic as it has been, straight up open for the last, almost 4 years now. They say up to 12 million people, and that's just documented 12 million illegal entries. What about the gotaways that they say are up to 8 to 9 million? So you're thinking about 20, maybe 25, 30 million people that were let into this country undocumented. That's not even including the 100,000 Chinese men that have come into this country in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Military-aged men from China.
Well, and so what we're saying is that we're not saying we don't like immigration.
No, absolutely not.
Because immigration is a good thing.
Very good.
It's
when
very
it's done
good.
The
when
right
it's done
legal
right.
way. Yes.
Because when it's not done right, it takes away from the United States economy, and it takes away from everything that the United States had built on, like our jobs and they don't have to pay taxes and all these things that all the American citizens have to do. Well, then you got people saying, well, stop thinking about just yourself. Well, I don't live in Italy. I don't live in China. I don't live in Mexico. I'm going to worry about where I'm living.
How come all these other countries are allowed to have borders and allowed to have walls?
Guatemala. Great place. I think it is.
Yeah.
I like Guatemala.
Very, very
I would
beautiful.
Love to own a house in Guatemala one day.
Yes. And once the government gets a little bit better.
Right, right, yeah.
I mean, Venezuela, I heard, has been turning around. Is it Venezuela? Maybe Venezuela.
Could be.
One of those places. has been doing a big turnaround.
Yeah, like my, I have a buddy who owns housing down in Guatemala, and he lives here. He owns a house here.
Hmm.
Like, that's cool. But he's a legal citizen there. He's a legal citizen here.
Yeah. And that is good.
And they're big on that.
Yes.
Guatemala's big on that.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't hear us complaining about them being that way.
No, you will see a lot of all of the legal immigrants that came here. They are not okay with this.
No.
Straight up ambush.
Yeah.
Invasion that's been happening.
It makes them look bad.
Oh, yeah.
Makes them look terrible. They did it the right way. They did it the smart way where they can't get kicked out of the country.
And all the people who are trying to do it the right way are getting the shaft.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to do it the legal right way, but they are not being able to be permitted in because so many undocumented are being just let loose on the streets.
Yeah. It's...
Which gives the government way more power.
Yeah. Even RFK was talking about it.
Yeah. It is a straight invasion.
Yeah.
The best way I can say is that something big is coming. Something big is going to happen to our country, which I believe is going to be either before the election or right after Trump gets in office. So they can bring it all down.
So we're almost done.
Okay.
With the... with this podcast, this episode, but I have two more questions for you.
Okay.
So with RFK being said, what do you think about RFK, about the stuff he's saying?
Because
my generation is huge for him.
Yeah.
Huge. He's winning on my generation, between 18 to 24-year-olds.
Yeah, there's been a lot of his things that I do like. I liked his stance on the environment of at least trying to clean things up. I definitely agree on that. I do not agree with his stance on the Second Amendment. I do not agree with his stance on abortion. And I do not agree with his stance on the trans rights. Now, when you are an adult, feel free. This is America. God bless you. Go if you want to change yourself, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Does not make you, if you were born a man, does not mean you can become a woman, because I feel like that takes away from real women, like my wife or my girls. They are women. I love them, and nobody is going to take their beautiful place in this world. So I believe in equality to an extent, but that's equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome.
You're right.
So, but I mean, I do agree with RFK with his a lot of his vaccination talk that he has. I mean, people say he's a very straight anti-vaxxer. He's not. He's just saying a lot of the stuff that they have been doing with the book that he made against Dr. Anthony Fauci, the real Anthony Fauci. He made so many bold claims about the corruption of that of Dr. Fauci, even way back in the 80s with the AIDS, HIV AIDS pandemic. And if that stuff wasn't true, then how come Fauci hasn't sued him?
Yeah.
Will not bring it up. And that was a number one bestseller. So that makes you think if that's all defamation, then he could get sued. But Fauci ain't going nowhere near him, which makes you think.
I think if he ever got in office, I think they'd assassinate him.
Who, RFK?
Yeah. Because on one of his things, he said that he said something about the government. Oh, he said, people in my generation, 90% of them trusted the government. And then he said, but this generation, almost nobody trusts the government because we've gotten so prone to lying to our people.
Mm.
And he said, if I become president, I will explode everything.
Oh, that would be nice.
He said stuff will come out. I think that if he threatens that enough, he ain't going to live to get to be presidency. Because I don't think he's going to win this one.
No, it's not going to.
The issue is if Biden or Trump win, they will, but when one of them wins, hopefully one over the other, when one of them wins, it will be their last time they could be in. And it'll be no matter what. They're getting too old.
Yes.
Especially Biden. Biden will not live.
And either way, through it's going to be both of their second terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Trump gets in, he can't run again. And Biden's, he's going to pass away. He's too old. There's no way he can live through that again. And if he does, which he can, he can, but if he does.
Give him enough meth and they can do amazing things.
That's true. But if he does live through it, he's not going to be there enough to run again.
He's not there enough as it is.
I know, but I'm saying and see it in the future, though.
Yeah.
Think about it, if he loses this one and he tries to run for the next one, there's no way. The dude's going to be like, wait, what is he now? 80-something?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be almost 90 years old.
Well, you can't run for the next one anyway, because you can only have two terms as the president.
He only has one.
I know, but he's...
If he loses this next one...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If he loses this next one, he can run again.
Yeah.
There's no way he can.
No.
So, and if RFK does again, he'll be a little older, but he's also quite more younger than these guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if he runs again, there's a pretty big chance.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the ticket is in 2028.
Yeah.
I'm very interested.
And I think if he stays where he is and he gets in, because a lot of people have been liking him, if he does get in, I think he's going to get assassinated if Trump doesn't.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I pray that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't like death.
So, nope.
Their tickets on war is good. I like that. Yeah. They just want it to end.
Yes.
They want it to be done. They want people to stop
with
dying.
I love that Trump said that, and I love that RFK is the same way about war.
That's what we need. And Biden's all like, yeah, war.
And I do feel actually like maybe RFK would be really good against the fentanyl crisis that's going on in our country.
I agree.
I mean, he's a former drug user, so
yeah.
I believe that he could do a lot of good. So that is a good thing about RFK.
Well, thank you. That ends our segment.
Cool.
That ends the new segment of With Uncut, brought to you by RSS. Make sure you guys go check out www.rss.com/uncut to release your first episode of your new podcast on every platform.
Sweet. All right. I am Savinatra, and this is your host, Dom. Killer Dom. What's your host name?
Just Dom.
Dom.
Dom. Straight to the point.
Dominatrix.
Dominatrix. I can't say that because Domatrick.
Huh?
Domatrick.
What is that?
It's Domatrick. You don't know him? He was on my second or third episode.
Oh.
He's a gymnast.
He's a gymnast?
Yeah, he's got a lot of followers and stuff. I thought that episode was going to blow up, but I didn't get a video, so it didn't do very good.
Ah, yeah. Got to get the video. Videos.
Yeah.
People like to see the content.
He'll be on again.
Look at your pretty face. All right.
Appreciate you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And have a good one.
You too.